Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Pavona here on the FNTSY News Ones and Twos. Before I get into talking about Jacob DeGrom, before I talk about the Alliance of American Football possibly folding, I am going to give my tiebreaker on this. And guys, luckily I had the chance that I had to deal with some whack family and friends back in the
good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Yes, good morning, Nicole. She's still sleeping. But in this case, as whack as family can be, I'm only thinking of one person in this case, and that's just it, though. It's just one person. So in the end, I have to go with fighting for no reason.
Okay.
Because I can deal with whack family because, in essence, you can always make fun of them. You can always have something to say, you know, kind of goofy about it. And you know what? Listen, everybody's going to have to deal with it.
So it is written. So it is written.
Fights for no reason. Exactly. Fights for no reason. Those little stupid fights, it's just like there's no reason for it. There's no reason. You know, like something big. Like if you're talking about money, yeah, that's something you can fight about. If I'm going to sit there and fight about politics with my fiance, no. No.
Yeah. Right.
Stop.
Sounds good.
Stop it. Okay.
Well, what's on television? Like, why are you watching the game? Like, all right, like hell no. Like, we ain't got time. No.
I don't care. What, you want to watch something else? Fine. I don't care. I'll put the game on my phone.
98 televisions in the house. You can pick one. All right. Anyone you want, watch whatever you want.
Well, actually, we only have one television in our house. But again, I've got my phone. I've got my computer. She's got her computer.
How many sweaters have though, Pavona?
Dude, I don't even know.
You guys have a fight over sweaters?
No.
All right. Fair enough. Let's get to
it. It was a legitimate question. It really was. It was a legitimate question.
No. Actually, no. She just rolls her eyes at some of my sweaters. So that's really it. She only rolls
Sports
her
news.
Eyes. All right. Guys, what do you think it took to get Jacob DeGrom to sign his $137.5 million extension with the Mets? What do you think? What do you think was like the deciding factor?
Noah Syndergaard talking smack about traveling the mountains at the Carrier Dome.
Okay. What do you think, Joe?
What got him to sign that contract? I don't know. The idea of loving New York so much, and he loves the Met fans, and he just couldn't live without them.
What if I told you, though, that all it took were some beef and cheese taquitos and 10 for 2 mini tacos from 7-Eleven?
Nice.
What if I told you that?
Legit reason.
Not quite, actually. What had happened was that when they were – basically, the story goes like this. After weeks of back and forth dating to before spring training, it wasn't until Monday that DeGrom and the Mets were able to work out terms of that $137.5 million extension here. The agreement was finalized during a session that lasted about 9 hours at the airport in Sarasota, Florida, which, by the way, is a gorgeous airport. This is where the team was playing its final Grapefruit League spring training game on that Monday. When the deal was done, DeGrom flew to New York for a physical exam while his teammates notoriously obviously went to Syracuse for their workout. DeGrom said it was a really long day, and GM Brody Van Wagenen, thank you. Thank you, Greg.
Yep.
Brody
nice.
Van Wagenen said at one point they hadn't eaten for about 6 or 7 hours, so they had to make a 7-11
run. Bring in the tacos.
Yep.
Yep.
And that was it. That was the that was the sealer right there. You get Jacob
hey, you
DeGrom.
Hear that, Cardano? I need tacos, brother man.
Tacos and does it. All right. All right. There you go, man. Man, that's all. Not a diva, man. He's not like
I think $137 million had something to do with it too, but hey, that's a
maybe.
Point.
You can buy a lot of tacos with that.
Well, someone who may not be able to buy some tacos here. The majority owner of the Alliance of American Football told USA Today Sports that the league is in danger of folding without help from the National Football League Players Association. Tom Dunn, who became the AAF's chairman last month, told USA Today Sports in a recent interview that the NFLPA is not cooperating with the AAF by refusing to allow the first-year league to use young NFL players. He said in a quote, "If the players union is not going to give us the young players, we can't be a developmental league. We are looking at our options, one of which is discontinuing the league." Now, if I am Vince McMahon, if you guys are Vince McMahon, actually, because I'm going to throw this question out here, should the XFL be licking their chops at a possible AAF fold, or should they be as concerned that they're going to have issues as well?
Both.
Problem is, yeah.
Both.
Both.
I think they're happy that one of their competitors may fall by the wayside, like, obviously. But at the same time, you know, I think you realize it's not easy. And football is king. Everyone loves football. But maybe everyone just loves the NFL.
Hmm. Well, didn't he try this? Don't forget, it's not like he didn't try this once before.
Right. This is his second bite at the apple.
Yeah, and he's going to make it less like wrestling. And I don't know if that's going to work.
All right, guys.
Well, I also don't think they're as piss poor as they're saying they are either. I think this is just kind of maybe some smoke to get the NFL to commit one way or the other.
Well, anyways, I am Chris Bavona, and I guess I'll go find an Orlando Apollo sweater before I can't buy one.
Go fight with yourself. Just go fight with yourself.
30% off.
That's it.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Opening day, Major League Baseball, cha-ching, people. This is the start of a absolute beautiful relationship. If you are a fantasy player, if you are a sports investor, no better time of year than right now. 162 games, 30 teams, dozen or so games a day for you to be able to pick and choose, mix and match, and go ahead and make yourself some money. You want to talk about a true side income. That is exactly what Major League Baseball offers you, the opportunity for a couple of shekels there on the side. Want to welcome you in here to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Name of the show is Make It Rain, and we will do that this hour to the best of our ability. We'll go ahead and let you hear from our good friend Ralph Michaels, wagertalk.com. He's got his Sweet 16 breakdown for us there, Dane. He's going to go ahead and let us know who he likes, not only in a couple of games tonight, but he does have one overall overwhelming favorite, he says, that he loves more than anything else. Which team is that? We will hear from him coming up. But I got to tell you, we're pretty stoked about baseball being back. Now, is your fantasy team all set up? Are you ready to rock and roll here today? Which team is better,
buddy,
by the way? I know you did a few. Which one's the best?
Oh, we'll find out. I think all of them are great. If you want to know the truth, right? Hope springs
eternal. All right, Kobe. I got you.
I'm in multiple leagues. We're going to find out what's going on. One of my leagues, though, I already got two saves out of Hunter Strickland from those Mariners games out there in Japan. So I'm off to a nice start there. But, yes, I am very excited to see. And to be quite honest, here's another thing that true fantasy degenerates here know. This is a big time of year also because some of the guys you drafted purposefully, mate, are now being officially moved to the DL or the IL.
Yes,
and that creates open spots for you to, you know, still pick up some other guys. So be very attentive early on in the season as teams move people to their official IL. Remember, it's the IL, not the DL this year. So you can go ahead and work those waiver wires and grab those guys to fill out the back end of your roster. But, yeah, I got some starters going today, so I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Yeah, and also from a sports investing standpoint, we'd be very weary of these big favorites like the New York Yankees today at minus 380. While there's times they can be very profitable and smart to bet, most of the time through a 162-game season, your ass ain't winning money betting minus 380 every night on the Yankees or the Red Sox. We'll dive into more of that coming up this hour as we help you make it rain. Sweet 16, Ralph Michaels, Wager Talk next.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Everyone's talking about, hey, we beat the Mueller thing, so maybe no one will notice that we're going to try to kill the Special Olympics. Just, I don't understand it. It's ghoulish. Isn't a Special Olympics something that you would almost say, you know what, let's put more money? This comes from the same people that wanted to have a freaking parade that was going to cost $300 million.
It never ceases to amaze me, the ridiculousness of politics and where their priorities are. It's amazing to me.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Thursday. We've been waiting to get to this point here. So much going on. We get to dive into some Major League Baseball from here on out for the next 4.5 months. We've got nothing but baseball right up until, of course, college football begins, which will be at the end of August, early September. But we are going to make it a profitable 2019 here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And between the fantasy side and the sports investing side, it's going to be a very profitable 2019 for you. We'll start with the Sweet 16 because that's happening tonight. We've got four games on tap. Early game is going to be Gonzaga taking on Florida State. And then we've got Michigan State, Texas Tech tonight. We've got Tennessee, and we've got, of course, Oregon and Virginia. Some very perplexing games, but the good news is we had an opportunity to chat with our good friend Ralph Michaels, WagerTalk.com, who late yesterday actually stopped by and gave us some of his preview of these teams and of these games coming up the next 2 days. And Dan, I think we'll start with the whole Duke situation and Vatek. Now, you said we've got some line movement going on in a couple of games. What were the line movements that you've just seen here early on so far?
Sure. So, you know, the first thing I do, Joe, when we start, you know, at 5:45 a.m., at 6 a.m., is I open up the lines, right? And since in the last 2 hours, we have had movements in two of tonight's game. Florida State was a 7.5-point dog. Now they're a 7-point dog, okay? So that means there's some Florida State money coming in. Gonzaga is now -7 tonight, not 7.5. And then the other one is this Oregon-Virginia game. Looks like there's some money coming in late on the Cavaliers, Joe, because Virginia started the day -8. They are now, I see, -8.5. So people don't believe in the Ducks. I do, though. I should have waited and gotten them at 8.5 because I think, remember, low-scoring game, that's a big number for me. But I'm interested to see what Ralph Michaels says.
Well, we, you know, one of the games that we circled on early was Duke-Virginia Tech, and I kept saying, I can't do the math and come up with Duke being an 8-point, you know, 8 points better than Virginia Tech. And we asked Ralph, you know, Ralph, is Duke 8 points better than Va Tech? And this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, and people talk, they go back and let's throw one thing and start the Duke conversation with this. Duke lost to Virginia Tech back on February 26th. Is that revenge? No. Gonzaga lost to Florida State last year in the Sweet 16. Is that revenge? Well, I'll tell you what, you may call it revenge, but when you're to the Sweet 16, you can't, there's no way in the world you need more motivation than being in the Sweet 16. Right. I don't care if you lost to a team in the finals. Yes, you may have revenge, but does that mean you're going to try harder than you would in a normal Sweet 16 game? So to me, what they did in the regular season, the only thing that does is it doesn't give Duke revenge. It says Virginia Tech can beat Duke. Now, the naysayers are going to say, well, Zion Williamson didn't play that game. And I'm going to flip it around and saying, well, for Virginia Tech, their four-year starting point guard, Justin Robinson, had missed 12 games, and he missed that game as well. He just came back into the tournament. So first few games he only played. So, yes, Williamson was gone, but just as important or even more important, your point guard was gone for Virginia Tech. So that's another statement. And you look at Virginia Tech, you know, Buzz Williams just plays a slow, methodical pace on offense. They have an excellent defense. And what he does different is when you look at the way they play zone and they handle screens, they always undercut the screen. Many times you watch teams and the player goes on top of a player and covers another player on the three-point line. The Hokies don't do that. Buzz Williams always undercuts the screen, always packs the lane, and allows teams to shoot three-pointers. Well, we know that's the one thing Duke doesn't do well, shoot three-pointers. That's why they struggled against Virginia Tech in the first game. So, you know, you have a situation where the matchup favors Virginia Tech in my mind. Yes, you get your top two players back on both sides, but it's not as much of a difference as you have. And with the Sweet 16 scenario, you're going to have a very low-scoring game with teams familiar against each other. And when you can get, you know, points, almost 10% of the line, you know, the winning team in my mind is going to be in the 60s, and you're getting 10% of that 60 or 6 points, you know, or whatever the line breaks out to be. To me, that's where you have value.
Yep, the value is in Va Tech, and you know, his point about revenge, which is something you look at when you handicap and when you're going these things, is do they have revenge? But yes, but revenge usually means bigger effort here, Dane, and you're not going to get any bigger effort from any of these teams at this particular point. So ultimately what they did a month ago, probably not going to factor into what they are going to do over the next 48 hours. But that 8 points, that's a lot of points for a team that doesn't shoot really well from the outside.
Yeah, we talked about this, Joe. You know, like we talk about motivation all the time. And I think Ralph makes a great point. Like, you're in the Sweet 16. Like, if you can't get up for that game and you don't already have motivation, then I can't help you. You know what I mean? So, and right. The other point, you know, this is exactly what I'm saying about this Oregon-Virginia game. To me, 7.5, 8 points, that's too many in a game that may be a low-scoring game. And we've already seen the potential blueprint to try to take out Duke is, you know, you say pick your poison. Well, the poison I'm going to pick is let's see if Trey Jones can shoot from outside, because I'm not going to let R.J. Barrett, Zion Williamson beat me from inside. I'm going to sink back. I know Virginia Tech has the bodies to be able to do that and defend inside. It's all going to come down to, are the Blue Devils, and in my opinion, specifically Trey Jones, are they hitting their shots? And that hasn't been a great proposition so far throughout the entire season. I told you, familiarity also breeds that they're not going to be scared of the Blue Devils, you know, in D.C. tomorrow night. I like the points with the Hokies as well.
Was absolutely the first bet that that we made as soon as that line came out. Just seemed all out of whack to me. So I think way too much Duke love affecting the markets and which way people are looking at. But the game we are all shrugging our heads at tonight, Michigan taking on Texas Tech, the two best defensive teams in the country right now, getting ready to do battle. We had a chance to ask Ralph Michaels, Wager Talk, what do you think of this Michigan State-Texas Tech game? Like, which way do you go here? It's so confusing.
Color me green.
Oh, no, that's actually not the the right game. It would help if I pulled actually the right clip up there, Dane. That would actually help there. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. How about this one?
You know, I look at Texas Tech, and to me, they're very similar to Michigan. The difference is they have my player of the year. I would vote for Jarrett Culver as the best college basketball player this season, and he's a go-to scorer. Now, on the flip side, you know, when I look at Michigan and when I try to make a point for both sides, I look at Michigan and I say, well, boy, those Michigan State games stuck out in my mind. They led 41-29, they led 35-23, and they led 51-45. In the second half or the last 10 minutes of the game, watching Michigan's offense against an elite defense was just brutal. It was just horrific. They got outscored 36-19, 52-28, 32-19. Then I can also say, well, Michigan was without one of their best players. Charles Matthews missed the last three games of the regular season, and in the Big 12 tourney, he only averaged 23 points per game. So in that six-game span where he would missed or was limited, two of those losses were to Michigan State. To me, I don't know which side I like. It is, however, the best matchup in college basketball this entire tournament will be Charles Matthews, an absolutely elite shutdown defender, and he will be on Jarrett Culver. I will be watching the game early. If Jarrett Culver can become part of the offense with Charles Matthews on him, I will live bet Texas Tech. Ooh. If Charles Matthews does shut down Jarrett Culver early, covering him like a glove, which he's very capable of doing, and Culver is not part of the offense, then I will lean with Michigan. Either way, we have the number one and number two defenses in terms of efficiency. I think this totals about 5 or 6 points too high, and I like the under.
Yeah, so another one of those situations where you might want to consider live betting this game, seeing that matchup. Going to be the best matchup of the night, that is for sure. We'll talk more. We'll hear from Ralph Michaels, get his plays for the rest of the day coming up here on the Fantasy Sports.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey College teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course.
What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Major League Baseball opening day, Sweet 16. My word, we got golf match championships, the Tiger wins. We got so much going on. NBA, NHL, hell, even European soccer getting ready to take center stage here over the next couple of weeks. Exciting time to be a sports fan. Exciting time to be a fantasy player as well as a sports investor. And what happened was we talked with Ralph Michaels, our college basketball god from WagerTalk.com. And Ralph has been absolutely amazing all season long. He has joined us. Ralph has got, just when it comes to TNA, trends and angles, nobody's got better trends and angles than Ralph Michaels. And if you're just joining us, Ralph told us that he does think the value lies with Virginia Tech getting those points with Duke, and you and I both agreed with that. And he thinks there's a matchup between the two best guards in the tournament, possibly in the country, between Texas Tech and Michigan. And he wants to see exactly what the reaction of Culver is tonight in that Michigan game before he makes a decision. He might actually live bet depending on who's going off and who's actually playing the best defense, because it could very well be that Culver gets shut down here tonight, which is going to absolutely change the scope of the game. But he did mention something there at the end about the 126-127, the total. He thinks that's about 5 or 6 points too high. He's taking the under for sure in the Michigan-Texas Tech game. And you and I talked about this a little bit earlier. I agree. I think this is much closer to 120 than to 126, 127, or even 130. So I too, am going to be on the under tonight in that Michigan-Texas Tech game. But that second half wagering, that live betting, that could definitely be the way to go in this game, Dane.
Yep, I hear you. I think this is a great point that Ralph Michaels made about, let's see how Culver's handling the defense, right, and bet that live, because they are two very strong, the number one and two defensive efficiency teams in the nation. Joe, here at Make It Rain, though, we move lines with what we're putting out there into the universe, okay? What if I told you that the total for Texas Tech and Michigan has just moved down half a point? Okay, yeah. So we're all saying, hey, that total may be a little too high. People out there in the universe are certainly listening to Make It Rain and adjusting in kind. Maybe they're throwing some shekels on whatever we're saying. That total is down to 124.5. That is down half a point from when we started this morning.
Yep, it is moving, which is why it's so important that you got to pick and choose your times. If you can get a number you like, hop on it there. But speaking of numbers, Ralph Michaels, WagerTalk.com, he's got a trend and an angle about this tournament from the Sweet 16 that has to do with scoring and teams that can score. And this is it here, and it applies to two teams coming up.
Teams that score 82 or more points in their last game, and it's not the first round of the tournament, so it's after the first round. So it's not a one against a 16. You're into the second, third, or fourth round of the tournament. You score 82 or more points, and you're a dog this game. Mm. You have only gone 32.7%,
wow.
33% against the spread, 16, 33-3. And that says to fade Florida State, Purdue, and Auburn. I actually lean with Florida State, and I lean with Auburn. So, you know, the system may not take me off both of those teams, but it does go to the philosophy that you said that, you know, running up and down that court and scoring, you know, you're exerting your energy. You may have had it too easy. You may have not played a harder defense, and you're going up in class. Whatever the case is, we have shown historically that those are teams to fade in that situation. And let me just jump in and then give you the opposite end. March Madness games after round one, again, not including those first games, teams that score 63% or less in their last game, in that next game, they're 26-13, 66.7%.
Wow.
So we got a 33% angle on teams that scored a lot and are a dog. And on the flip side, well, if you scored 63, what does that mean? It means your opponent scored 62 or less, which means you have a very good defense. Those teams, again, teams that scored 63 or less, the next game, 26-13, those teams are Kentucky and Virginia this week.
So there you got it. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, Dan, about fading teams coming off of monster offensive performances because of the recency bias. What happens is the Joe Public sees that Florida State scored 90 points against Murray State, and they're going, oh, man, they're gonna score. They're going to be an offensive machine. I'm betting overs. I'm taking Florida State.
Right.
Well, 33% is what we've got there with these teams that score, that have monster performances. And then on the flip side, Virginia didn't score many points. Kentucky didn't score many points. But guess what? The numbers tell us that they have a much better chance of advancing in March than the teams that scored 90 or more. So, again, it's not necessarily the end-all, be-all trend and angle, but it's something you need to consider before making these plays here tonight.
Interesting to consider. If I got to tell you the God's honest truth, though, Joe, that's not the trend or angle that I'm going to put as much stock into. And here's why. You know, in the tournament, there's a difference if you're playing in that same weekend. You play Thursday to Saturday, right? And that's what Ralph said, you know, maybe legs are tired and stuff like that. But this is a situation where we're now in the next weekend, okay? So these teams have had, you know, 4 or 5 days to, quote unquote, recover. So I don't buy the tired angle as much. I think some of those things are more in play, like going from today to Saturday or going from Friday to Sunday, instead of when you've had the full kind of 5 days to move on to another site and a new kind of mini bracket. But you got to consider the trends and the angles and decide which ones you believe in most to ride for the duration.
Ask him about Auburn taking on North Carolina. And, you know, we were told to take the over with this, right? Weren't we in this game? Ralph had mentioned that he might be leaning Auburn against North Carolina. And it's also, if both of these teams do really well and shoot very well, you could probably get 200 points scored. But if one of them doesn't, we might not be getting nearly as many points scored. But here was what Ralph had to say about Auburn, North Carolina.
You know, Auburn is a team much like North Carolina. North Carolina runs tempo. They're the number six team in the country as far as pace goes. And they have multiple people that can score. And, you know, you look at North Carolina, and they're only number 77 in field goal percentage efficiency. They are not an efficient team. Mm. They score so much because they go down, they shoot the ball, they get an offensive rebound, they put it back in. They go down, they shoot the ball in 10 seconds or 12 seconds, and they get a lot of scores. But efficiency-wise, again, they're not one of the better teams in the country. Defensively, they're not one of the better teams in the country. Auburn comes at you at waves. They have 10 players that average 10 or more minutes. All their players average between 10 and 30 minutes. So they come at you at waves. They always have fresh guys coming at you. And a couple angles to back the Auburn side. FCC teams against ACC teams in March Madness are 23-11-1 against the spread, so over 66%. And SEC tourney winners, the team that won the SEC conference tournament, 15-2 straight up, 13-4 against the spread, with both straight up losses by less than 4 points, which is what Auburn's getting. So the SEC champion, if you're giving them 4 points or more, is 17-0 straight up in their last 17 rolls. Now, when I handicap the game, if I go into it a little deeper, it would be this. Auburn shot more three-pointers than anyone in the country. Auburn was number three in turnover margin this year. Now, I don't know if you can really pressure North Carolina and Kobe White, an elite point guard who has height at 6'5" and just, you know, is going to be a spectacular NBA player. But again, they shoot a lot of threes. So if you are backing Auburn, you are then thinking they are going to make the threes, and I think you like the over. If you are going to back North Carolina, you are going to think exactly like you said, Auburn struggles with the threes, and you're going to like the under.
There you go. And that's kind of what we what we've been saying all week, right? You need a lot of things to go right in order for that number to be hit from both teams. And it makes sense because you got to think, if North Carolina, if you're leaning North Carolina, then that defense, you're expecting Auburn to be not nearly as efficient with the three-pointers as they have been, which means not nearly as many points scored, which means the under. And, you know, conversely, Auburn, if you expect them to win or at the very least cover, that means you're expecting them to hammer it home, you know, not only on the boards, right, but also from three-point range. So the over would be more indicative for that play.
Right. It's pretty much in this game, like, the constant is North Carolina is going to score 85. Right. Yep. And the question is, do you think Auburn can hold up to their end of the bargain? Right. If you do, if you think they're hit their threes, then it's going to be a competitive game. Take them with 5 points. Take the over. If you don't, and I think that's where I know that's where I am. I think that's maybe where you are as well, Joe. If you don't think Auburn stays hot from their 3-point land because they take more threes than almost anybody in the country, then you think Carolina gets the working margin and you take the under. I've said it all week. I am under what is now a 164-point total. So that means I like the Tar Heels in this one.
And it's interesting too, because he had said they are not. The perception of North Carolina, you know, people just put them up on this pedestal, but the reality is they are not a very efficient offensive scoring team. Like he said, he comes down 10 seconds, they throw the ball up, but they've been a great rebounding team. So what happens is they don't make anything from the field. It bounces off. They get the rebound. They put it up. They score. They rinse and repeat. So it's not like they're making a large percentage of the shots that they throw up. So they're not a very efficient offensive team. They just happen to be one of the best offensive and defensive rebounding teams, which means they have a second chance opportunity to score points. Don't confuse the two, because Auburn is pretty good on the boards as well. And that's really where North Carolina has had their leg up on people. They've had the opportunity to go ahead and get those second chance shots because they're better on the boards. It's another thing you need to keep in mind as you're getting ready to handicap that game. Crazy.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun,
we shall
though, right?
See.
A lot
absolutely
of chalk.
We
a lot
shall
of fun.
See.
And there
I
is
want to hear
one,
about Tennessee because that's
yeah,
my
there is. He's got one favorite play that he wants you guys to know about. He's got it circled. We'll let you hear from it. Plus, we'll give you our MLB plays of the day. We'll make it rain for you here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to.
Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So you got all 30 Major League Baseball teams playing today. You know that the 2019 MLB season officially underway, which means it is time for you to swing for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com. And they are looking to make someone their 8th millionaire winner. So if you are playing MLB DFS on DraftKings or FanDuel and you are not using DailyRoto.com, yeah, you're doing it wrong. And if you go to DailyRoto.com right now, you enter the promo code FNTSY, you'll get yourself a special discount. Plus, you'll have access to lineup alerts and weather updates, fantasy projections. And, of course, you can use the lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your special discount today. And want to welcome those of you who are joining us here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. We make it rain. That is the name of the show, which is exactly what we are doing. Major League Baseball starting here today. We'll get you some of our make it rain plays coming up. But we've been hearing from our good friend Ralph Michaels from WagerTalk.com, 40-plus year Vegas capper who specializes in college hoops. He's been with us all season. The guy has been absolute money delivering to us and to you guys. All that bits of information, those trends, those angles, those things that help us make a more informed and profitable sports investing decision. And there is one game that he, I asked him, I was like, you know, is there one game here over the next, in the Sweet 16, is there a game that you have circled that you went, this is without a doubt my play? And he does have one that he loves, and this is exactly who it is. Here's what he had to say.
Color me green. Oh, I am Sparty. Wow. You know, I think that LSU getting through the first two rounds, people think the suspension isn't that big of a deal of a head coach. But, you know, I disagree. Will Wade's out. Will Wade's been out for the tournament. You know, they got knocked out against Florida in the first round. you know, what happened against Yale. And they got out to a 17-2 lead, I think, against Yale, and Yale comes back and they only win by five. You know, the Maryland game, they win by two. So you play two mediocre teams and you win by a couple points. I give the Izzo edge 6 points in this matchup between the coaches. You have a team in Michigan State that's been there and done that. Michigan State, 15-4 against the spread versus teams that made the NCAA tournament this year. Michigan State, when they get in March Madness and they're playing well, where they win and cover a game like they did, 22-0, 17-3-2 against the spread. And what I like is Izzo absolutely was livid after the Minnesota game. They beat a team by 20 points. Why was he livid? Well, they had 22 turnovers. It was only the third time this season they had over 20 turnovers in a game, and he absolutely lit into the team. Later, when he calmed down, he talked about why they had 22 turnovers. Well, you can understand. They played five games in a nine-day period with a brutal stretch in the Big Ten tournament against the tournament team Ohio State, against the tournament team Wisconsin, then having to play Michigan, an absolute war for the third time in 2 weeks. You know, and then you turn it around, and then you play Thursday and Saturday again against Bradley and Minnesota. So, you know, the schedule they had, LSU, you know, had only played three games in that nine-day stretch where Michigan State had played the five. So that hurts the team that wins the conference tournament in the first round. But now we're coming down with equal rest, equal time to prep. The players are back fresh. And when you go back to when you're in the Sweet 16 and you go back to your campus, you are basically a god for LSU. LSU has never had success like this. You know, you're talking about a team that hasn't been to the Sweet 16, I don't think, since like 2005. So all of a sudden, you have all these young LSU players. You know, Tremont Waters has played awesome as a freshman, and you have Emmett Williams, a freshman, and you have Naz Reid, a freshman. Those players are getting all the smoke blown up their ass this week that they are a Sweet 16 team and they're only a couple wins away from a national champion. Well, what's Michigan State doing? Nothing. They've been there. They've done that. They go back. This is a normal week for them. We're in the Sweet 16. Well, of course we're in the Sweet 16. We're supposed to be in the Sweet 16. You know, those players aren't fazed by this media attention they're going to get. I think that's another point or two against LSU. So, again, this I can tell you that, you know, if you're going to wager talk on Friday, don't buy my package. This will be my top play. I'm giving it to you here again. We'll call it a friend of Joe's free play. It will be my top Sweet 16 matchup, no question.
There you go. That is money, my friends. He has thrown it out there to you. It is all in on Michigan State. And can I tell you the reasoning behind it? I mean, it is Izzo. The numbers are the numbers, but do you really think this is a team of destiny, LSU? Do you think they've got, given what you've seen against Yale and Maryland, do you think they have what it takes to upend a Michigan State who, you know, you mentioned it earlier, going back to campus all week and being gods, Michigan State's like, yeah, okay. Like, if we lose now, it's a complete failure of the season. If LSU loses, congratulations, you made it to the Sweet 16. I mean, it's two totally different programs at two totally different stages right now, Dane.
Yeah, I like that. Listen, LSU is playing with house money at this point, right? They're playing with gravy, like we were saying, and I made that point before. Now when we get into the second weekend, some of these more quote-unquote Cinderella-ish teams have been hearing themselves as big men on campus for the last week. And listen, the coaching disparity is big to me. We talk about how LSU lost their coach, you know, because of that scandal. And then you have Tom Izzo, who's been here, done that. And what I also like is what Michael said about the coaching point that they still had. It's great for a big-time favorite team to win and yet still have reasons for the coach to be pissed off, to kind of keep that mentality in check, right? So they don't start smelling themselves. And like Ralph mentioned, the 22 turnovers is definitely something Izzo will want to clean up. And remember in the first round game, remember we were talking about Izzo like screaming at his players and if that was bad coaching in this millennial society, right? So Izzo is still on him. I love the coaching kind of advantage. And yeah, I think it strikes midnight for LSU as well. The only question is, do I lay the points or not? But I like I like Michigan State obviously to win. Maybe that's why they have one of the biggest money lines out there at minus 300 on the game. But yeah, go Sparty.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. I think it's an easy cover, too, for Michigan State. I think the road ends for LSU. But we'll hear more tomorrow from Rao. He's got some really interesting trends and angles from in the Kentucky versus Houston game, which we all know. Listen, there's a lot of people loving Houston right now. Real trendy. Bring on Houston. We'll let you hear what the trends and angles from Ralph have to say tomorrow as they get ready to take center court. But tonight, some of the plays that you're going with, Dane, who you got on tap here in this Sweet 16, who do you like?
For the Sweet 16, I've told everybody, listen, I like Tennessee. I really think Tennessee is a dark horse to get to the Final Four and do damage. I just believe in this kid, Bone and Schofield and Williams. I think they are a better team than Purdue. I got it at -1. It's at -2 right now, so I'm in essence getting Tennessee to win the game. I like them a lot. And then in these other ones, listen, I'm just taking the points. I've told you that I think, you know, I think this Oregon Virginia matchup, I just think, honestly, Joe, in a game with a total of around 119, I think with a low-scoring game, 8.5 points is just too many if you do the math on a game that should be in the 50s. So I like Oregon with the points, I like Florida State with the points, and I like Tennessee to do damage in this tournament. I think they're a better squad than the Boilermakers.
Okay. We talked about Virginia earlier. To me, Oregon's luck of hitting 50%, 20 of 40 from three-point range, that variance ends tonight against a Virginia team that knows how to defend from the three. I think if you take that out of Oregon's arsenal, they are a middling Pac-12 team, which I think we're going to see tonight. So I'm laying the 8.5 tonight, Virginia. I got no problem. I think Virginia rolls by double digits. I also
I think that's the only one we're against each other on, though. I think we're on the same side everywhere else.
I'm also going Purdue tonight. I think Purdue, I think both of these teams are extremely, and I mean extremely evenly matched. The difference is, just like the difference with Connecticut years ago, who wrote, you know, nobody thought they were going to be any good either. And then they had this guy, Kemba Walker, that comes in here and during the tournament completely puts them on their back and wins. And Purdue has that guy. His name is Carson Edwards, who just dropped 42 points and nailed 9 threes. I can tell you, if this guy goes off, he's the X factor. If this kid does what Kemba Walker did and puts his team on his back, Tennessee, not anybody is going to beat him. He is that good and he has that kind of capability. So because they're so evenly matched, I'm going to go with the hot hand. Tennessee just too up and down for me. I'm going Purdue. I'll give me the 1.5. What is it? 2 points now, maybe?
Line. I see, yeah.
I'm taking Purdue +2. I'm going to bet on Carson Edwards. I'm going to lay the points with Virginia. And I also love the under, like Ralph said, Michigan and Texas Tech. I'm going to take the under there. I don't think they make it to 120 points. I really do think these two defenses are going to be absolute beasts. Michigan should win this game, but I'm going to bet on both of them beating each other up, especially on the boards. I'm taking Michigan and Texas Tech the under in this game. And a quick look at Major League Baseball. Is there one game you got circled on here, Dane, that you like today, opening day?
Sure. Give me two games. I like the unders in two games where I got true aces battling each other in the National League with Scherzer and DeGrom on the hill. I'll take that under on the total. And in the American League, listen, you compelled me, Joe. I'm a big fan. I think Jose Berrios has a breakout season. Berrios and Kluber on the hill in Minnesota. That total is 7.5. Give me the unders on these games where true aces are matching up with each other on the hill. I see those as 4-2, 3-1 kind of games. So those games, I'm taking the under.
Love that. All right, then I'm going to take the overs. I'm going to give you the Atlanta Braves, Philadelphia Phillies, Aaron Nola, Tehran there. Over 8, the wind is set to be blowing out hard at Citizens Bank Park. And I told you guys earlier that when that wind is blowing out, the over is hitting at a 60% clip. So I'll take the over 8 there and give me the over 9, 8.5, 9 in the Yankees-Orioles game. I do think we're going to see wind blowing out dead to left field again. We're going to be seeing a lot of home runs from both of these teams, a lot of runs scored. I'll take the over Yankees, Orioles, over Atlanta Braves, Philadelphia Phillies. And guys, go make it rain here today. Sweet 16, opening day, Major League Baseball. We'll get you all set up with the games tomorrow, the second half of the Sweet 16. We'll do that tomorrow. Plus, we'll get you ready for more weekend baseball. The Morning After, Gabe Morenci will be coming back here in just a couple of minutes. Dane, we'll see you tomorrow again, 6 a.m. We get to do this all over again. Good luck to you guys here tonight. Make it rain. We'll talk to you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for news updates and handicapping. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm going to make it rain.
If you are a sports investor, then this is one of the best sports in the world this time of year. 162 games for you to be able to bet on. And by the way, you only got to pick who wins, not who covers. So this is a lot more fun from that perspective. And we talked about it, such a long season, dozen or so games a day. It just leaves you endless opportunities to be able to bet, which could be a good thing, or it could absolutely be a bad thing. So there are a few ways to approach it, Dane, where you look at baseball and go, all right, what am I doing? And I think right. The first thing that you need to look at from a betting perspective is, listen, again, you don't have to get crazy, all right? You can bet money lines, all right? Very simple. If you think one team is going to win and beat another team, or one team is going to lose, it's very simple. You just look at the money lines, and then what you have is this thing called bet to risk or not to win at all. In other words, the money line, let's say it's minus 120, right? So you could bet it where, okay, I'm going to risk 120 to win 100, Or you could just say, you know what, I'm just going to, I want $100. I want a chance to be able to win $100. So if you hit a couple of underdogs that are in the plus category, let's say, you know, plus 120, well, it's not going to cost you $100 to win that plus, you know, you can actually bet less money because all I want to win is $100. Well, if you only want to win $100, a team that is plus 120 means you only got to wager, you know, $70-$80 in order to risk that in order to be able to get that $100 profit. So you have to decide, do I want to lay it, and do I think I'm going to win it all? Or, you know, if you hit a couple of underdogs over the stretch, ultimately what that means is you risk less money to win more money, and you can pad your bankroll pretty well with that. So if you just look at the money lines, figure out, do I want to risk the money, you know, do I want to risk the 125 to win 100? Or would I just be happy looking at an underdog and saying, I just want to win $100. I don't care what it is. You know, I'm good. We'll give you an opportunity to pad your bankroll throughout the season. And it's a nice option to have. You don't necessarily have that with the other sports. But with baseball, you look around the money line, there's plenty of opportunities with a dozen or so games a day where you can really profit from underdogs, Dane.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and we also reminded people yesterday, Joe, the idea of pay very close attention to the juice in Major League Baseball, okay? I'm seeing already games that are like, you know, half a run or a run and a half, you know, with a spread. You were talking about money line. But then they're also, you know, a team will be like, for example, the Pirates-Reds game today. I'm seeing the Reds at home as 1.5 run favorite, right? So you may like Jameson Taillon, who I really think is a great pitcher. And I think the Pirates are an interesting bet here at plus 1.5, but then that plus 1.5 comes along with a minus 210 juice. Yes. Okay, so they're gonna get you. Okay, the other way to look at it, and this is the one bet I'm making on opening day because I'm all flush on, you know, Sweet 16 bets as well. Joe, the one bet I'm making today is a total bet, actually. Give me Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer on the hill for Mets Nationals, okay? Yeah. And that total is still 6.5 to me. I think this game goes under, not only because of the great pitchers. I acknowledge that maybe they don't go the full route. It's their first start. Maybe they only get 6 or 7 innings, right? That's fine. It's a battle of bullpens. I like both teams' bullpens. And here's the other thing I'll tell you, Joe. These teams have just been in Florida for the last month and a half. It will be 38 degrees in our nation's capital today. I do not think that's as conducive to scoring runs. Give me Nationals Mets under 6.5 runs today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.